Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP. Let's meet everybody. First up, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Good. What celeb did you idolize growing up? Who were you, like, super into as a kid?
As a kid, I was super into, I know I've mentioned this on the show before, Elvis. I was obsessed with Elvis as a kid. I grew up in Tennessee. My mom had lived down the street from Elvis and had knew him and had met him several times. I owned jumpsuits. And one of my jumpsuits got too small for me. So my mom cut the satin pants part of the jumpsuit off. And I just had an Elvis jumpsuit from the waist up that I wore as a, I wasn't like Porky Pig in it. I wore it like a jacket with jeans.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I was very Elvis obsessed as
Man,
a kid.
I'm glad I asked that question. Yeah. Next up is Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie.
Hello,
Jackie. There's kind of a theme to all these. Was there a toy you coveted as a kid? It's like that one toy you really wanted, but either you didn't get or you just finally got after a lot of lobbying.
I really wanted a doodle bear. And do you guys remember doodle bears?
No.
It was a teddy bear, and it came in either like pink or purple or blue, and it almost looked like it was made out of denim, and it came with a pen, and you could doodle on this bear and like design it and draw on it. And I really liked drawing as a kid, and I really wanted a doodle bear, and I asked Santa for a few years, and I finally got it. But I didn't like petition my parents. You mean it's like I asked Santa and he didn't bring it? So, okay. Like, I didn't petition my parents. I felt very, and I don't know why no one made me feel this way, but I felt very guilty having my parents spend money on me. And so I didn't like, we'd go to the toy store and like, my rich stepfather would be like, you can pick any toy you want. And I'd be like, no, no, I'm okay. And he's like, Jackie, go pick a toy. And I'm like, no, no, really, I'm fine. They're like, Jackie, just go pick a Barbie, okay? You know you want one. And I'd have to like be coaxed, you know. It's like, you're right, I do want one. But I felt bad.
You should mention this to your therapist. This is a good thing. You're worth it. You're worth it.
I'm worth the Barbie.
You're worth
I'm
a worth Barbie.
The doodle bear. So I petitioned Santa because I was like, I don't, you know, he doesn't pay for it. He makes it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get listeners to send you a bunch of doodle bears. See how many we can get.
I got one, though, eventually.
Now you need more doodle bears. We're in 2022. Next up, it's Atul Singh. Atul, what was like the first concert you went to?
I remember this very clearly. It was Bush, you know, with Gavin. Gavin, yeah, I want to say Gavin Rossdale. Newsom, but it was that's the character from
Gavin McInnes Rossdale. And Bush.
Oh, Gavin Newsom,
Rossdale. That's the it. Governor. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a standing room only, like a 300, 400 price room. A lot of mosh pit activity. It's all very. I remember taking my shirt off. I was like, "What am I doing?" but that burns it, and I surfed for the first time. So I did it all in the first trip.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not Dang. A concert guy though. So I never felt like I deserved concerts.
You should talk about that with your therapist.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, no one deserves Bush. So, actually I used to love them. So there you go. Last but not least, Craig Kikowski. Craig, as the fire trucks come to get you, did you have movie posters on your wall as a kid, and what were they?
Hell yes, I did. They were Star Wars and the Muppet movie.
Yes!
And I'm trying to re-piece together my room. And I had kind of a jungle theme going on, so there was more like...
like Elvis!
Like Elvis! Exactly. So those are the big ones that I remember. So it's the original Star Wars with like all nine main characters, like, and Luke with the lightsaber drawn, and then the Muppet movie with the nine main characters.
Right. Love it. Yeah. Like the room that I was in had like strawberry wallpaper or something like when we moved in there. So I was like, I got to cover this shit up. So like I used to go to the local video store, which is Blue Heron Video in Davis. And they would just like give away posters and I would just take them all and just plaster everything over. So I had some weird ones just because they were covering up the things like Nadine with Jeff Bridges and Kim Basinger. That was on my wall.
As a kid, you had Nadine on your wall?
I did, amongst other things.
Every kid loved that movie.
Get Shorty.
Very informative questions. Yeah. I give you credit. I learned so much about everybody here.
I have three of those giant cardboard standees that they give out like to promote stuff at the video stores. I had, as a kid, of course, I had Broadcast News, Willow, and Dirty Dancing. Those are the three that I had.
We had one of those in my basement, and it was the Ellen DeGeneres movie, Mr. Wrong.
Oh.
So we had a giant cardboard Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Pullman on their wedding day.
Wow.
What? Like this cardboard cutout movie?
Yeah. The cardboard standees. Yeah. Our video store did the same thing.
You think I don't love you enough to break my own finger? That's love. Yeah. What a film. What a film.
Did you just quote?
Let's do a damn show. I did. I quoted the trailer for Mr. Wrong.
You don't have to quote the movie. That's the trailer.
That's all you need to know.
Wow.
Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Ooh, a lot of anger in Craig's URL there.
Just precise diction.
Scene one is from Alchemy VIP Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hello, League of Extraordinary Alchemists. I just have a suggestion. The U.S. military and the Department of Education swap budgets."
All right. You get a Mac laptop, and you get a Mac laptop, and you get a Mac. Everyone in this room has a Mac laptop.
Well, thanks, Mr. Henderson.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. We're going to be doing some fun stuff in this class from now on, all right? No more.
Or should we say tanks, Mr. Henderson? No, there's tanks outside the window.
I was getting to that. I was getting to that, Phil.
Whoa, cool.
We're going to be
teaching. They're painted in our school colors.
We're going to be teaching you how to drive in tanks. So you'll be getting your permit via tanks. And you're also going to be learning how to fly a jet plane. All right. Stacy, do you have a question?
I just can't believe I'm allowed to fly a jet plane, because let me tell you, that's been my dream. I see the big planes in the air, and I say, whoa, 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 get me in one of those and put me in charge.
Yeah, Stacey, I love that to-do and go-to spirit.
I can do it. I bet you put me in there right now, and I'll take it to the moon, baby.
Well, we're going to learn. We're going to learn first. All right.
All right, but I bet you I can do it. I mean, I'm just saying, believe in yourself and you can do anything. Shoot for stars.
Exactly.
Oh, Mr. Henderson,
yes.
Does this mean that now that we have all this money, does this mean that when you aren't able to be here, our substitute teacher will show us movies in that giant screening room with DTS Dolby surround sound?
Yes, the 5-point Dolby surround sound. That's absolutely right. Somebody saw the theater already.
I heard that we get releases beforehand. We get like pre-screens for upcoming movies. That's what just what I heard.
These rumors are all true. There's really no limit to what we are going to be privy to. All right.
Hey, Mr. Henderson.
Yes.
I walked past a door that said Cadaver Lab. What's that?
Okay. Your bio class is going to be changed. All right. And now instead of dissecting frogs, instead of dissecting any other kind of small pig or something, you're going to get human cadavers.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be learning anatomy of the body. And things are changing. You're going to be the smartest generation we've ever had because you're going to have access to everything.
All right, soldiers, fall in.
Ooh.
We've got a gun. We're going to have to take turns with the gun.
But sir, we're taking fire right now.
I know, but we've got just the one. We got to make the best
dibs!
To do with it.
Oh.
All right.
Well, he called dibs. He's got it.
Thompson called dibs.
Can we bring some from home? Can we bring our own ammunition and whatnot?
Sergeant, I've heard people have put out GoFundMes. Maybe you can put a GoFundMe up to get more supplies.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea, soldier.
Hey, Sarge.
Yes,
I got two of them, but here's the gun back. It's all out of bullets.
All right. Well, we're just going to have to wait this out. We're not getting any until the next fiscal quarter. Ooh. So this is quarter Q1. So in Q2, we should be able to get some more ammunition.
Hmm. Oh, are we?
So we just sit here in this warehouse? Just wait?
Yep. As you know, soldiers are the real heroes. So we're just going to wait here until we get those things.
I like that GoFundMe idea.
All right, well, we can try that. Does anybody know how to do that or have a computer to do it on?
No. My friend's in the private army, and he says they have all kinds of guns and stuff.
What?
Man, I'd love to be in the private
who's
army.
Who's doing that? What's happening there?
The private army?
It's Keith. Yeah, who's is
Mr.
that?
Mr. Musk's private army?
Mr. Musk's private army? Oh. Oh no!
I know it's hard to say. Mr. Musk is
Mr. Musk's private
Mr.
Army.
Musk's private army.
Private army.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. That's not the hard part. I thought that you know, there was the one.
Well, you know, most people can't afford to join the private army, okay? So we're just going to have to do our best to get you soldiers across the line and be efficient, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've got other skills. I can do a triple back handspring and a full tuck.
Okay, good to know. Writing that down. This is the last piece of paper we have, so let's write real small.
What did everyone bring for lunch?
Okay, I guess I'm the only one with skills. brought a couple
I've got a Go-Gurt. I have a Go-Gurt.
Oh, and I have a tapioca. Interesting.
Nice. I brought a Lunchable.
I forgot to bring my lunch. Oh.
Do you want some of the bologna from my Lunchable?
Yeah, sure.
Bologna Lunchable.
Yeah.
That's
Look, I'm with what the private army can afford the turkey Lunchables.
Yeah.
We get the bologna ones.
They even have those pizza Lunchables.
Hey, Sarge.
Heard about those. Yes, sir.
Are we going to lose this war?
Well, listen, we defunded the army because all they did was sit around and talk about snacks.
Yes, Senator, I just have a question for you. For defunding the army, how do you expect us to do our job?
Well, you as a reporter, I expect to still do your job. You can investigate things. You can ask questions and whatnot.
Yes, yes.
So I am expecting you to still do your job.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. And we will do Great. Our job. But could you help mm-hmm. us do our job by explaining why exactly you know, where the money went?
Where it went. Yeah, absolutely. So we redirected the funds into the public schooling of the United States. Oh, so America.
Question, Senator. Oh, Senator, sure. question, Senator.
Yeah.
Senator, yes. Mike Shotface from the Financial Times. We're just curious over here. Why did you require that? I understand that you traded the budgets, but why is it that you required the schools to still purchase military equipment?
Well, it's not so much that we required them to purchase new ones so much as we had military equipment hanging around that the army could no longer afford to upkeep, and so it was kind of just grandfathered in with.
So the budgets were traded, but then they were also given additional grandfathered military equipment. Is that what's happening?
Right, because of the additional money that it could, for upkeep, which can no longer be serviced by the army now to, at the public schools.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Blackhawks landing on the Capitol lawn right now. I think it's the kids on a field trip.
Okay, yeah. And the kids are learning fast, and it's kind of interesting. We didn't expect this, but now it looks like the trajectory of this swapping program will be almost a melding of sorts, almost like we're militarizing the children, which was not the intention, though I do see that as the
Senator, you know, Senator, Senator,
Senator, Senator. Shot face. I want to hear from Shot face.
Oh, Senator, when you said Mike Shot face from Financial Times, when
yeah,
you said,
we know Mike.
When you said,
does he get all the questions?
When you said, hey, Shot face shoots, Shot face scores, okay? When you said that this was not the intention to militarize elementary schools, why did you wink so vehemently? Were you winking at?
Sometimes when you're a woman, you wear mascara, and sometimes that mascara falls into your eyes, and then you have to blink, and it looks like a wink, and it certainly is not.
See, that looked like a wing.
I'm going to take this Senator. Guy's question.
Yes, Senator. Hi, Tim Skullpunch.
All right,
Fancy.
Skullpunch.
is it true that the first things that you cut were artillery and marksman lessons, and you just added tons and tons of arts programs?
Are you saying for the Army?
Well, you cut that from the Army, and then you added arts programs for both the kids and the Army, which I thought was interesting. And the Cat Fancy readers want to know more about this. Also, how many litter boxes do you have per cat?
Unfortunately, all my cats have passed. There was a very unfortunate accident having to do with a turned on car in my garage.
Yeah, I won't be reporting
Senator,
about
Senator, you're
that.
Winking again. Why are you winking again, Senator?
Hey, Kowalski, are you getting to deploy to the Middle East tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get a ride?
To the Middle East?
Yeah, how are you getting there?
My mom's going to take me.
Can I get a ride?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Did you finish your art project?
Yeah, it's stupid.
No, I want to see it. We're supposed to turn them in when we get there. I want to see it.
Okay. Well, that's me.
That's really that's good.
Sarge.
Yeah.
It's Sarge yelling at me.
Yeah.
There. And, you know, because I'm not in uniform because I can't afford it.
No, I get it. I get it. It's really good art, though. It's really good art.
What'd you do?
I did a clay sculpture, but I didn't have much clay, so it's just a sculpture of a bullet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I hope we can use it like real bullets.
I know, right?
When we get to the Middle East.
I'm worried, man.
All right, fellas, we're pinned in. All we have are these 6 dioramas, 15 pipe cleaners, and 4 googly eyes. We got to make do.
3 googly eyes, Sarge. 3 googly eyes.
We're down to 3 googly eyes. Oh, no. We're doomed. Doomed.
Sarge, what are we going to do? We can't get a hold of the private army. They can't help us. They're off doing some space thing with Mr. Musk.
I got an idea. How about a puppet show? We'll do a puppet show.
Oh, man.
Well, raise your hands.
I thought you were going to say call the kids. I like your idea better.
Call the kids.
Call the kids.
I was going to say call the kids, but I like your idea better. Wait, puppet show.
No, call. Wait, I like call the kids. They have the...
I like puppet show. Let's do the puppet show.
Let's combine them. The puppet show will be the diversion to kill the time until the kids can get here.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pull them out of the screening room where they're being shown the birds and their anatomy class. But if we get them here in time, I think we can win this.
Well, I got a couple of socks. And we have 3 googly eyes, so
yeah, I'll be Mr. Jones. All right,
here I'll tear my shirt, and that'll make a curtain for the puppet show.
Now we're thinking. Now we're cooking. All right, what else?
Oh, I'll take out my hair. And
what? Wait, what?
We can fashion.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not.
We can fashion a marionette.
Good evening. The picture you are about to see is a presentation of nature's fear.
All right, kids.
No.
All right, kids. I'm sorry to interrupt the movie, but
something's coming in on the feed.
We've just gotten your orders.
Oh, great. I got pepperoni meat lovers.
No, sorry, kid. Not your pizza orders for lunch today. I know that you all get your own individual Pizza Hut pizza every day now, but
I get white truffles on mine.
Well, your country needs you today. You're going to have to put that white truffle pizza down because you kids are going on a field trip to the Middle East. Everybody grab your backpack. Everybody grab your MacBook. Everybody grab your M16 and hop into those Hueys that are waiting outside for you.
Do they need their MacBooks?
I'm just the messenger here, okay? How do I turn this screen off?
Right. He's gone. Kids, you've heard him. I need all of you to be the best kid you are today and do your service for education. All right? Get your M16s, everybody. Hey, who's leaving the magazine? Who's leaving a magazine? There you go.
Sorry, that's my copy of Cat Fancy.
Oh, does that have that article on the Senate hearings?
Yeah. And the one about the litter boxes.
I meant...
You're flying with me. I'll take you in my plane.
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
All right. We can read the magazine on the way.
Buddy system, everybody. Buddy system. 2 per plane.
I can't believe we're going to win this, gang. We're going to do it. Oh, no. Mr. Henderson. Please.
Who knows? Go ahead. Say your last wishes.
How does the birds and We only got the Hitchcock prologue. I don't even know what happens the entire film.
You're going to see it. You're going to see it, son. You're not going anywhere. Who remembers their anatomy class? Who remembers how to take out a bullet?
Sir, I was pretty good in cadaver lab.
All right. Get in here. He's going to say, okay. All right. Have a sip of this high C juice.
All right. Thank you.
No, not you. The patient. The patient.
Oh.
He's drunk.
I'll take some high C too if you're giving it out.
Well, there's plenty of high C in the cooler. This is for our little victim here. You're going to be just fine.
Thanks.
Keep talking. All right.
Oh, that was fast.
Yep. You're all sewed up.
You patched it up with a googly eye?
That's all we had here in the field. You're good to go, kid.
Thanks.
And that's our first scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Scene 2 is from listener Caitlin Knight, who wrote, "Hey Alchemists, this scene suggestion is inspired by my partner's real-life affliction. Man who sneezes when he becomes aroused. You guys are the best. Love, Kate."
You wanna go into, you wanna get out of the living room, go into the bedroom? I mean, we can do it in the living room, but we just have to get towels. I mean,
yeah, let's go to the bedroom.
I mean, do you want to do it in the living room? I mean, that's...
Honey, stop talking.
No, I just want
to... Let's just listen to the music. You can just grab me by the hand. You can just grab me by the hand and okay. I'll either come or I won't.
You want me to put on some music? What would you like to hear?
Yeah. Put on some music.
Yeah. Let me just go to my Spotify.
Everything's in. Everything's in.
Pause.
This is a song by Bush. Everything's in. Everything's
in. I love Bush.
Yeah, Bush is great. So. Speaking of Bush, should we take this to the bedroom?
Honey, you are such a sweet talker. Yeah, you know what? Let's just go to the bedroom.
Or we can do it here. I don't.
Honey, at this point, honestly, it's the temperature's going down.
Oh, no.
Temperature's cooling off, honey.
Follow me. Close your eyes. Follow me.
Oh, close my eyes. Oh, temperature's going back up.
All right.
Glycerine. Don't let the days go by.
Oh, another honey, can we turn Bush off? Do you have anything more? Off. No, off, not up.
Oh, sorry. All right, sorry. My hand slipped on my phone. All right. Oh, here we are in the bedroom.
Yeah, I know where we are.
I'm taking off my...
Oh, no. Honey, are you still having that problem?
It's not a problem. Let's look at it as an opportunity.
It is a problem, honey. It's a problem when it's temperature's going down.
No. Look, my temperature's going up.
No, I can tell your temperature's going up, but when your temperature goes up, your nose goes off and my temp goes down.
But you're so beautiful.
Oh, that one got all over me.
Sorry, they're wet.
Oh God, Susan, it sounds like he's allergic to sex.
I think that might be what it is.
Because I've had a mid sneeze myself, and I've had somebody sneeze at the very end. Neither which one was particularly fun, but for it to be consistent.
And it's like every 2 seconds.
That's not on you. I don't want you to start thinking anything about yourself.
No, it is on
yourself.
Me, though.
Oh, gosh.
I know, but you're right. It's not... But I was worried about that. Was like, is he allergic to me? Is he allergic to sex or is he allergic to me?
It Anna, really messes with your mental.
I guess I just have to find out by, I don't know, tricking him into sleeping with someone else.
Hey, good game of golf, guys. Hey, can I ask you fellas a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good game of golf, by the way.
Yeah, great game of golf, guys.
Great. I mean, your putting was, I mean, how many putts did you have? 24 putts? That's amazing.
At most.
We really golfed it up today, guys. We really golfed it.
I mean, like, Charles, your driver, I mean, wow. So straight.
It sometimes took out the 3-wood.
I was like, he's not going to hit a 3-wood
consistently
here.
Straight. Fairways and greens, And you're chipping.
Yeah. Chipping's where it's at. You know, chipping's what people forget to practice chipping, but I don't.
What kind of wedge are you using?
I'm using a gap wedge. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's new in the bag.
You found the green. You found the fairway and the green. You weren't in the rough very often.
No. And you were in the trap a few times. I was like, hey, get your flip flops. But you got out.
Hey, should we head to the 19th
hole?
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you guys because I had a...
A great game of golf, by the way.
Good game. I felt like we were really striking the ball well, you know? And we had some skins out there, too, so that's good.
No mulligans. Good, no one took a mulligan today. No mulligans at all.
Not at all.
I don't remember a mulligan.
I think I...
Couple bogeys. There's an eagle.
Hey.
An albatross.
I just hope that he's talking about it with someone, you know, with his friends like we do. I feel like what a release that we get to really get into it with each other.
Well, it's nice to just, you know, to just have someone in my life that I can talk to about the important things. And you've always been that for me. And I really appreciate that.
And you're always that for me.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I found a concerning mole?
No.
Well?
You mean like a government spy or like a...
Good game of tennis, guys. Good game of tennis. That was fun.
That was good.
Yeah.
Canadian...
Way to volley. We volleyed for a while.
I volleyed for a while, but I, you know, that's...
Served and volleyed.
Yeah. Yep.
Served. Yeah. I try to come in as soon as I hit the serve. That's on first serves only, you know, but that you didn't football once today, which I feel like you've been working on.
No, I've been trying to concentrate on my backhand. Oh,
your one-handed backhand? When did you change that? Was I asleep for 6 months?
Oh, and the fact that you had so many aces today, that was great.
Oh, thank you. I've been working. Hey, don't your topspin kick serve. Oh, my God. I was hitting the ball around my shoulder height. That was ridiculous.
You remember when it was 15 love and then it was 15 all?
Yeah.
And 30 15?
It was 30 15 after that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we never got back to love.
Yeah.
Nope.
Can I bring up something serious?
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, guys, if this is not the time of the place.
No. We just finished a great game of tennis where you fucking rocked it with your backhand. And.
I've been using a Slazenger, but I was thinking about switching to a Wilson.
Oh. Can I just say something? And I'm sorry for being crass.
The drop point was only known by the director, and the only person who gets to go into his office and it is his secretary. And I was just over, I had to be on that floor, you know, filing in my papers.
Oh my gosh.
And I caught her sneaking in a pen. Now, we can only use pens that are in the building itself.
Of course, you can't bring a pen in. It could have a camera in it.
In an outside pen, and I discovered the mole.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You are so good at work. See, you are so good at it. I'm so envious of you. I mean, all that time you've spent working in the government, it's neat. It's a neat job you have.
Susan, you have so much value.
Oh, I wish.
You have so much value.
Oh, great game of Hi-Li, guys.
Oh, God. It really couldn't be any better.
Well, that's all I have to say about Hi-Li. Anything else going on?
Hey, I was thinking, since you are so good with spy stuff and since you work in that sector where you deal in that, could you find someone to sleep with my husband so that I find out whether his sneeze is based on him being allergic to me or being allergic to sex? Thank you in advance. I'm so sorry to ask you to do this, but please.
Susan!
I know, Anna, I know.
For anyone else. But you're just such a dear friend and you listen with your heart.
Thank you.
And you look at me when I talk and I feel so seen.
Oh, amen.
Not to mention that carrot cake you made for my birthday. My God, I'm still dreaming about it. Three months later,
I know you love carrot cake.
So moist.
So find me a...
It's so hard to meet single men at this Hi-Li club.
Isn't it hard?
It is.
Yeah.
Difficult.
I didn't know because I don't usually come here and play Hi-Li.
Yeah, but all the men here are married or in committed relationships.
Have you ever tried that? It could be fun.
Tried.
I'm sorry. Sex.
Wait, are you?
Relations with a married or taken man. Have you ever tried that? It's no strings attached. It's loose. It's goose.
Are you pimping me out?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I did want to come and bond with you because I did feel like we had a moment in the break room where I felt this is a woman that I could really get, you know, get deep with. I felt that from you. I felt a connection. And I'm always wanting to make new friends. Even at my age, I want to make new friends always. Now... If you wanted to sleep with a particular person of my choosing and then report back.
Okay. Okay. What is happening? Does he play highlight?
He plays highlight here. I mean, he plays a lot of. He's very sporty. He plays a lot of things.
How fast can he make the pelota go with the cesta?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I've actually never played. I told you that I did just so that we could get here.
It's the fastest traveling ball in all of sports.
Incredible.
Hey, guys, before we leave the highlight club, I just had a question about my cesta, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think I do. Mm-hmm. Think
do you guys
I do.
Know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not talking.
Yes, I do.
Highlight. Wink.
Oh.
You see me wink?
No, I did see you wink. I guess I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let me just, how do I put this to, we're going to keep this between us, right? Oh.
Yeah, of course.
Sure,
there's
sure.
some new members over there. I haven't seen them before. I sometimes when I am, let's say, nearing the service line, if you know what I mean. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but I sneeze before I make impact. Does that make sense?
And this is still an analogy?
Yeah. This, I've combined a few different sports here, so it might be a little bit confusing. So,
Look, I'm not sure what you're getting at, but that girl over there has been making eyes at you and waving this whole time.
Maybe I know her. Maybe just go check if I know her. It seems like she definitely knows.
Hi, I couldn't help but notice you over in the highlight court.
Oh, thanks. Well, what a game. I'm really moved that point.
Yeah. What was the highlight for you?
Oh.
You must get that all the time.
No, that's such a nice sense of humor. It's refreshing. I don't know.
Do you mind if I touch your cesta?
No, I don't mind at all. Here you go. And
your nose is running.
It's warm. Humidity. It's you.
It is warm.
Chew. Do you want to see the highlight court that's in the back of the club?
Yes, I do.
All right. Fellas,
do you need some tissues?
I'll talk to you later. Fellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You got
sure,
it.
Hey.
Sure thing.
Just come this way, and we turn left here, this hallway. There's the club manager. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
All right, we'll go this way, and then we're going to turn right here. There's the greenskeeper. Hey, Steven.
Oh. Susan, here's the messed up thing.
Okay, what? What did you find out from her? What's the story?
Well, she didn't even report back to me. She took
what?
Him to a public place, and I was there. I was hiding in the bleachers, and I actually watched.
There were bleachers?
Yes, it was very public, and that wasn't my intention, but I can attest that it's everything. It's your buddy. He's getting sneezed up when he gets aroused, and it's not you. And I also can attest they did not have full coitus, so you can feel good about that.
You know, I mean, yeah, I guess that makes me feel a little better.
Honey. Hey, boy, I had a long day. I played 18 holes. Then I played
the
best out of three sets of tennis. Then I went to the highlight club.
Yes.
And let's just say that I scored big time.
What does that mean? Let's just say I scored big time.
I played with Steve and Charlie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you play with anyone else?
What does that mean?
Meaning, did you play with anyone else?
Oh, I love it.
Did you happen to be in the Hialeah locker room after and see some new people and wander through the back, make a left, make a right, say hi to Carl, keep going past, say hi to the groundskeeper, keep going past, then wind up where there were bleachers, and perhaps my dear friend Anna could have been there to see you with another woman? Is that what it is?
Do you have a mole?
Yes.
Watching me?
I have a mole.
Oh, my God. If we don't have trust in this relationship, what do we have?
You know what we have? We have each other. Because now I know that you're not allergic to me.
I've never been allergic.
You're allergic to sex itself.
That's true. I was so embarrassed. I was going to talk to the fellas about it, but just kind of never got around to it.
Oh, you boys never talk about anything important.
Oh, you should see. You should see Charlie's new backhand. It's one-handed, and it is.
Hey, good concert of Bush, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Great Bush concert.
Well, we really watched it.
Yeah. Oh, everyone has their shirts off. Oh, except for what happened?
I loved it when they did Come Down.
That's our second scene.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scene 3 is from listener Izzy Terrian, who wrote, "Hey, pizza wizards. Love you all, Izzy Lyon."
He's an absolute wizard at pizza. You're never going to try anything like it. It's Sicilian, so it's extra puffy. It's filled with meats on top, sauce on top, cheese on top. And you're like, that's just a pizza. But trust me, this guy's a fucking wizard.
I like Domino's. So, like, is this going to be better than Domino's?
Yeah, it's going to be better than Domino's.
Greetings and salutations to you here in my finest of dining dungeons. I am Gimmeldorf. And I today shall stand before you and craft the greatest pizza you've had in your lives. Just tell me what you would like on it, and it shall be.
Is this him, Justine?
Yes, Charlene, please. I already had this pizza once before, and I want you to have the full experience because you're my best friend. Thanks. And it is your day.
I'm still wearing my necklace. My half.
I'm sorry that I took mine off. Just like,
behold, Diet Dr. Pepper, as previously requested. I leave you in the capable hands of Gimmeldorf.
Thank you, Munchinsen. Now, what kind of pizza would you like?
I'll watch you, Justine, and then I'll order.
Charlene.
You want me to go first?
I mean, it's one we're going to share the pizza, so it's...
Oh, they don't do personal pans? They don't do... You guys do...
We will do whatever you desire us to do.
Okay.
Are you leaving this one up to the chef? Are you leaving this up to the chef wizard? Is that what's happening?
No, I normally like pepperoni and like mushrooms.
I'm so sorry, wizard. I feel like she's not down to share a pie with me because she's wearing our friendship necklace and I took mine off because it turns out I am allergic to nickel and it did give me a heinous rash.
Justine, it's not.
So that's my bad. I'm sorry to you. It's no disrespect to you and your establishment. I'm in love with this
pizza.
No,
I was wondering why only one of you was wearing a half of a heart necklace. I didn't know what bee fry meant, but now I know it's the beginning of best friends, which apparently you don't seem to be any longer.
No, we are. We're totally there. She's just allergic to nickel, and it makes her break out, and it could affect her.
No, we're best friends.
Well, say no more. Vucatium nicolos catatus. Solid gold. No nickel in that one. Look down at your neck.
Whoa.
Now, pepperoni, you said?
Gather around, ploys. Unfortunately, witch's pie is going under.
What?
The wizards have taken our customer base, and we can't compete.
Are you saying that people don't like Eye of Newt on their pizza?
I'm not saying it, but the customers have spoken.
Well, what will we do? This is the only thing me and my generation's back have ever done well.
Well, we must pivot. We must pivot.
Pivot to what?
I don't know. Thus the employee meeting.
Maybe a two-for-one, a double-double toil and trouble.
Ooh,
pizza.
I like that.
Ooh, I like that. Sort of a Little Caesars thing.
Yes, yes.
Double-double. I like it.
Excuse me.
Put that on the sandwich board.
Excuse me, witches. How you do? I think Jason Ramirez from PwC Consulting. I think I have the solution to your issues. What are you good at making? Stews.
Well, you've been observing us for 2 weeks, Jason Ramirez. You tell us.
You're good at stews, all right? Pizza's not your thing, all right? What you need to be focusing on is soups, all right?
You're saying our cauldron is not producing top-notch pizza?
Yes, exactly. We're just not on the same page. Now, PwC can help you pivot, like was said earlier, into this market. The competition is question.
Are you sure soup's the thing? We are in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's awfully hot year-round.
It's hot. It definitely is warm, but it helps people acclimate their body temperature to the heat outside, so soups will work. And
right.
There's no. We can keep the rice out of it, keep the bread out of it, unless they want a bread bowl. But these are all things possible, right? And no one has to know what goes in your soup, so that part of it is still your business.
Jason Ramirez, do you notice the plethora of ravens in this basement?
One of the first things I noticed when I came in to watch.
Those ravens were all previously consultants.
Oh, wait. What?
And there is your pizza. Pepperoni, mushrooms, spinach, all floating 3 inches off of this table so the cheese doesn't get everywhere. Is there anything else I can get for you two best friends?
So, yeah, you made her a golden necklace, and I was wondering if you could conjure me up one since I'm the one with the allergy.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, like you made her necklace golden, and that's really great for her, but I want to be matching like her best friend, so if you could conjure me. I don't have my half with me. Is that a problem?
It is. It's not a huge problem, but I will need you to step through that door over there, prove yourself worthy, and then return with the item, and I will be able to make you a necklace and also your own personal pizza.
Justine, can you go prove yourself? And then can I start eating too?
Charlene, for you, I will.
Thanks.
For you. If this doesn't prove to you that you're my bestie, I don't know what does.
Well, wearing the necklace would, yeah. But can I start eating?
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing the necklace. Just start eating. Okay.
Through start this eating. Doorway here. Okay. Godspeed on your journey.
You're not coming with me. Shit.
The first test of purity is to answer this riddle. Answer the riddle. What may I be if I am not thee, but I am one with a bee?
Bitch.
Oh! You move on to the second level.
All right.
Test number two. Taste blind. Is this Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper?
Well, okay. Little does he know, I know Dr. Pepper real well. My favorite sodas. That's diet for sure.
Are you sure? Taste again.
Well, it could be a trick question. It could be Mr. Pibb, but I'm going to...
It is Mr. Pibb! Oh, it is a Pibb! You have passed the test. There's seven more!
This one is a math test.
I she has been in there a while. Yes.
How long have you been making pizzas?
Oh, so many. Hundreds of years.
Hundreds?
Since Queen Margherita first arrived in Naples, and I whispered in the ear of a pizzaiolo there, and it's been ever since I've been... But she's got to be coming out.
Where did you go
soon.
To high school?
Oh, boy.
Did you have a best friend in high school?
I did have a best friend in high
Who
school.
Who was your best it was, friend?
It was actually Munchinsen, who you met earlier. He came out with the diet, Dr. Peppers. Well, works with me. It was a little awkward in school when he didn't quite reach up.
Do you know any witches?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know the three witches down the street that are competing pizza place, but...
Their pizza sucks.
Good game of pickup basketball, wizards.
Yes!
Very good pickup basketball.
Yes, it was.
You were dunking like I've never seen.
Yeah, well, the wind was under his feet. Did you see that? He called the wind and it led him to dunk. I was impressed with his free throws.
Aye, and the fact that we all took zone defense instead of man.
quite impressive.
Do you think us, the Wizards, will make the playoffs this year? We never make the playoffs. The Wizards suck.
Mom, I swear I was just getting pizza with Charlene. I know it's late, but we were just getting pizza.
Where did you get the necklace?
Charlene and I have best friend necklace.
Don't you come at me with that. I know that you have an allergy to nickel, and I know you had to get rid of your half of the necklace with Charlene. I want to know where you got another necklace that I don't know about, and this one looks to be, what is that, platinum? Is that a platinum necklace?
It's nothing. It's not
Are you
funny
stealing?
Business.
Are
what?
You stealing? Is my daughter stealing?
Mom.
What?
Don't you know me better. You should know me better than that.
I thought I did. I knew you. You know what? You have shown nothing but irresponsibility. I want you.
What are you talking about?
I want you, young lady, to get a job. That's it. I'm not giving you any more money. You go. You like going to your pizza places so much?
Yeah, you're here to work for us, huh?
I saw the hiring sign out front.
Stir the pizza cauldron.
There it goes.
So what's the hourly?
It's $6.50, which is low, but
tips? Possibility of tips.
Yeah. I have a couple more interviews, I'll come back.
All right, $6.75.
That's 15 cents. Listen.
That's 20, 25.
Maybe we don't want you to work here.
Welcome to the Warlocks of Bagels. We make bagels here.
I saw the hiring sign and...
Yes.
I can pretty much do anything but math, so...
Can you do... potions.
I was pretty good at chemistry, and I know how to work a Bunsen burner.
A Bunsen. We all know him. Now tell me, will you take the test of bagelry?
Yeah, I'll take the test. What's the hourly here?
$7 plus parking.
Oh, no tips.
Ogre roll, you want work here?
Ogre, say it again.
Ogre roll, we make rolls, any kind, sushi, side, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ogre make roll.
You know, I saw the help wanted, and I'd like to help. So.
We pay $12.
What?
Welcome to Gremlin Goo Goo. Are you coming in for the job?
I saw your post on Craigslist that you're looking for.
It's working. The Craigslist post is working. We're looking for someone.
No, I was actually offered $12 an hour over at Ogre Roll. Oh, they make sushi rolls.
You should take that job. We cannot compete.
Hang on a second. Ogre Roll offered you $12 an hour?
Yeah, $12 an hour. And plus tips. They don't have parking, but it's ample as street parking, no street cleaning. So, and no
meters. Look, I know that you're coming in here to make money, but look, we're the U.S. military. We can't afford something like $12 an hour.
What do you mean? Where'd all your money go?
It went to the Department of Education.
You want to be a teacher? Yeah, starting salary, $1.2 million a year, all right?
Yeah, of course I want to be a teacher,
that's
yeah.
3 months off, all right? We get once in a while, we get an in-service day. That's just another day off, all right?
Now, do I need normal math skills or warlock math skills? Because I actually did really well with the warlock math, but human math, not so great.
We got these supercomputers, right? They do the math for us, all right? You just tell them. And if you want to take a day off, we get you a sub, all right? It's like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Misunderstanding. We pay $12. That it. Just $12. That is all.
Per day or?
Forever.
That's cool,
$12.
Man. That's cool. For whatever reason, the freaking, school board of education is really dying for more teachers, even though it's like super, you know, it's a great gig right now. So I'm going to go take that and get starting salary.
So why you come back to just turn us down?
I want to let you know. I wanted
insulting.
I didn't want to keep
you. Email.
I don't want to keep
call.
You hanging.
She no one 12?
She no one 12. 12.
12.
No. I just want to let you know. I don't want to keep you hanging. I'm a woman of integrity.
Ogre's mad. Ogre's crushed when mad.
Oh, no.
Ogre's crushed when mad.
Oh, no.
And ogre sneeze when horny.
Witches, how you doing? Jason Johnson. I'm with Boston, Boston Consulting Group, and I just wanted to possibly come out here and get your business. Heard you're trying to pivot. And there is a lot of birds in this room.
Lots of birds.
And one melted puddle.
All right, yeah, that's a safety hazard, but we won't get into that stuff right now.
If you count them, you'll see we have exactly 4 and 19 blackbirds in this room.
I've never really been good at math. Just do a quick scan. Okay, that sounds good to me. I don't know.
We're rebranding into a pie place.
Pizza? You're already a pizza place.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Okay, well, I can help you get there. Our company, BCG, we came up with the Matrix. So we can use...
The movie?
No.
You wrote the movie, The Matrix?
No. I'm sorry. The Matrix, which is a consulting format to help. We put it in your data and it tells us kind of how the metrics...
I was going to ask you to explain the sequels to me.
Well,
I never got them.
It's more about leaving the circle of constant normalcy and humanism to get.
I grow tired of this transformation.
Oh, no. Charlene, listen, I know that we made a pact. We were gonna go to prom together.
Yeah.
We were going to lose our virginities at the same time. We were going to graduate together. Yeah. But I got offered a job at.
You working at Overworld?
Our high school.
A high school? Wait.
Our high school.
We go there.
Yeah. I got offered to teach. I'm going to be teaching the cadaver class.
I'm in the cadaver class. You're in the cadaver class.
Start next week. And I just want to let you know, like, when I'm your teacher, like, I'm not your friend. I can't be. Whoa. Right?
This is harsh.
But when I'm not your teacher, then I am your best friend. I'm your aunt.
You've been gone for a while, Justine. Like, I haven't seen you for like a week. I don't know where you've been.
I've been hustling, man. I've been hustling so hard. My mom said that I couldn't have any of her money anymore. And you know I need that pizza.
Well,
and it's expensive. Man, it's really expensive.
I've been hanging out with this witch.
What?
Yeah. She's like real chill.
Exactly. You guys going to the movies together and stuff?
She has a broom, dude. We can go wherever we want.
I can't go with you to cadaver class. I'm afraid I'll sneeze.
No, it's totally cool, dude. I just got like my old best friend is like the teacher now, and I just want to show her up and show her how cool you are. Where's my necklace? Like the other half of it. Why aren't you wearing it?
We're not best pals. I was just using you.
What?
To get closer to your bestie. The one that got away. We didn't offer enough money.
Justine? You're using me to get to Justine?
You betcha.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh.
And that's our show.
Oh, boy. We really went on a ride there. So many businesses. No one wants to work, you know?
Yeah. It's tough to get good hires these days.
Do a lot of characters? Yeah, right? No, but we had 6 individual businesses.
Let's go around, see what everybody's doing. Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man. This is always fun. You can find me online. I'm at Mark Gags on a lot of the things. And we got this with Mark and Hal. We got... new episodes every week on the Maximum Fun Network. Lineage Performing Arts Center in Pasadena. If you are a local to Southern California, first Thursday of the month, we have a live Shakespeare show called What You Will. And Blood and Treasure Season 2 coming soon.
Yeah, love it. Jackie Gonzalez Durruthy.
Yes, thank you for having me. I have a question. Is the Shakespeare show improvised?
It is partly improvised. It is mostly written. It is mostly personal stories based on Shakespeare.
Oh, cool. I only asked because of the title. So I'm like, oh, that's not a Shakespeare show.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. I'm not in that show, but I'm plugging it.
You should become.
I gotta go. I'm at Jackie Deruthy on Instagram, and that's where I post about all of my shows. And I do some shows, and I do some shows at the West Side, and I do them with some lovely people here in this very Zoom, and it's a great time. So keep your eyes peeled. Thank you for having me.
How are the Heat doing?
My God, they're doing well. I don't know if you guys watched last night, but let's just say we won by 35 points.
Yo.
Nice. Yeah. How are my Pistons? Oh, right. Atul Singh, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. I laugh when you guys are performing, and it's great to be a part of it. I have shows coming up. I have some monthly shows. First Thursday of the month is Pretty Pretty Pony at the West Side Comedy Theater. And the third Wednesday of the month is my sketch show, Grifter Comedy. All that stuff is on my website and through my socials. So, atulsing.com.
Nice. Craig Kukowski.
As of right now, the Washington Wizards have the 10th pick in the draft. If they get lucky in the lottery, they might move up to one of those coveted first four spots. And who knows, if they get Bradley Beal into a long-term contract, get some point guard help, you know, like anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
And you can follow me on at Kukowski for the next couple of months before I quit Twitter.
Nice. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the social thing. Pretty Pretty Pony, first Thursday of the month. And Grifter, which I direct, which is the third Wednesday at 8. All at West Side Comedy, westsidecomedy.com. Catch me in Romeo or Juliet. You choose the side, and then you only watch one part of the show. It's pretty great. Guys, let's thank our producer and engineer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time, alchemythis.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.